Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tortoise. Well, hello there and welcome to my electric adventure. I'm Mel Gedroych and this podcast from Tortoise is all about driving, it's about life, it's about saying goodbye to petrol in engines, and most important of all, it's about snacks. Jars doesn't know that. Jars Whittell, that is, who's my co-driver, who brings a different electric car to me every week. He brings it to my house and then we head out on a drive with our boffin in the back to put it through its paces. Can't see him yet. He could literally spring out at any moment with some snacks. But obviously it's the car that we're more interested in, yeah? Oh, it's navy. Hooray. It's navy blue, my favourite colour for a car. Wow. Alvin.
How are we doing?
Really good. Hi, Giles.
Hi, Mel.
That is a gorgeous looking vehicle.
Deep blue.
Goes with your top. What make is it?
So this is a Tesla Model Y, and the particular variant you're driving today is the long range, which is the middle of the range out of the three that's available.
And when you say Model Y, is that WHY or is that just...
So Model and then Y. So it's actually called Model Y.
Okay, so it's not Model Y. It's no. Model Y.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's an interesting fact actually behind that. So,
come on, Alvin. He's back.
I am back.
He's back.
So you've got the Model 3, the Model S, the Model X... And the reason why he's named all those is that so Elon can say, I have a sexy lineup of cars.
I hate that.
So
that's absolutely dreadful.
And then apparently there's going to be a Model 2, so then it makes his lineup too sexy.
For my shirt. The next one should be F, then 0, then R, then SH, 1, RT. That's awful, isn't it, Giles?
Do you know there's a whole lawsuit behind that? He wanted an actual E. Do you know this bit, Alvin?
Yes, because... Yeah.
But Ford said, no, Model E is ours because we invented Model T and we want to go electric too. And they came to an arrangement and Elon was going to break the arrangement and they enforced it. And so he had to turn the E round into a 3 for the Model 3. But we are, at the end of the word, at the Y.
Why?
But it does open the way for him to make a Model Who, a Model What.
I think of Y fronts.
What do you think of the Y front? Yeah.
The Y front is great.
And actually what Tesla's unique for is having what they call a frunk. So it's basically a boot, but in the front. And what you'll see under here, so if you lift that, Mel, go on,
okay.
Give it a lift.
Have you been in here, Giles?
No, but we should just say for the benefit of listeners that Alvin opened that with his phone.
The phone is my key.
Not even the fob.
No. There is no fob. There's a key card if you need one, but most Tesla drivers will use a phone.
Giles, with his phone. That depresses me.
You didn't even touch it.
I have to touch it?
Obviously, lift.
Okay, lift. Oh, that's really cunning, actually.
Yeah, are you all right with the word as well?
Not really.
I thought you might have a problem with that.
No,
judging by the general problems,
yeah.
The scowl.
It's a musky word, isn't it? The frunk. But no, I will go with it. I'm not going to be, you know, Mrs. Debbie Downer. I think it's a beautiful colour. Right, shall we go? Shall we
Let's
go?
Do it.
I'll close the frunk. Can I close it manually or does it have to be done with a phone?
No, so you close it and just push it down. There you go. Stop.
Lovely. Do you know what what's amazing, Giles, of stepping in into the flight deck, as you called the car last time. No, but it is like being on a flight deck, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how spare it is, how sparse, which I like. I'm not confronted by all those different screens coming at me from the kind of windscreen area. There's one central one, like a sort of laptop, in the middle. And then it's just this nice sort of teak veneer.
Yeah, I like that as well.
Can I say one thing about the teak veneer? Funeral parlour.
I don't think so.
Slight funeral parlour vibes, isn't it?
Well, mercifully, it's been a while since I've been in a funeral... In fact, I don't think I've ever been in a funeral parlour. And I think it's surfboard, skateboard, California, no?
Funeral parlour.
Funeral parlour, OK.
If there was a vase of plastic flowers, the whole look would be complete. Sorry, it's lovely to be here, and I do enjoy the spareness of it.
Yeah, me too. I was going to ask you what you thought of that, and then I thought it'd be leading the witness.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's uncluttered. I feel, let's just focus on the road ahead. Let's focus on the journey. We're not going to be cluttered by knobs and switches and you know what I mean? Yeah. Simple, sleek, but a little bit funeral parlour. Now, knowing Elon Musk, as I do, probably to start this car, you have to press on his insignia.
So the car is already on.
Is it?
So there is actually no on or off button in the car. So as soon as you get in and it feels the weight on the driver's seat, the car actually already turns on. To get it going, all you've got to do is put your foot on the brake and on the stalk on the right-hand side of the steering wheel, flip that all the way down, and then you'll see on your screen
options.
Where it goes from P to D for drive. There you go, and you are good to go.
Okay, so we're in drive mode.
Yeah, and the screen shows the car that just went past.
That is quite amazing.
Yeah.
We haven't had that before, have we?
I don't think so.
In quite that way. So there are little computery cars, like on a video game, showing you exactly what's on the road around you.
It does people and bikes as well, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, pedals and steering, right? Because I found the steering a touch heavy, so I went to comfort mode for you. Do you want to try it in sport? Yeah.
You're desperate to go into sport.
Well, anyway, you got a sport setting there.
Yeah. Okay, look, it did the bus. Sorry, it saw the bus. Yeah,
it did see a bus. It's a number E2.
Y tu mama también. Thanks. Thanks for that response.
So do you can have chill for the acceleration, which will save a bit of power and be a bit less musky.
Okay.
Do you find the word chill musky?
Chill is a bit musky. I would have thought he'd put chillax. Thankfully, he hasn't.
But the really musky formulations are ludicrous, plaid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, a bit like your shirt.
Yeah.
But plaid is a word that they use for an
tartan.
Ultimate sporty
plaid
package, right? Isn't that right?
Yep. So what? Plaid is the top of the range, like the fastest, which is what they have on the new Model S and Model X, which actually isn't out in the UK yet, but hopefully will be arriving in the next few years.
They clearly didn't take that to the focus group. Plaid?
Oh, I think they took it all the way through the focus group.
But why tartan? Tartan to me says Balmoral, hot cup of tea and a shortbread,
yeah,
and some corgis, which is all very well, but plaid for a super elite EV? No.
Maybe there's more to Musk than meets your eye. Maybe counterintuitive and a little bit edge-tastic.
I don't know. I mean, you might as well just call it... I can see cashmere.
You can see cashmere?
I can see cashmere being a musky word, but not plaid. Plaid is Barbara Woodhouse, guys. Alvin, FYI, Woodhouse was a very famous dog trainer in the 70s that used to say, Wookies, and she'd wear a lot of tartan.
Is that what she was, a dog trainer?
Yeah.
There was lots of other things too, like, well, I'm getting her muddled up with Barbara Castle.
You're getting her muddled up with Barbara Castle. She was the big unions woman, wasn't she?
And who was the one who wrote lots of novels?
Oh,
Barbara...
Cartland,
there we go. Three Barbaras.
Cartland, Woodhouse and Castle.
Yeah, how would they feel in a car like this, eh? Three Barbaras in a Tesla plaid. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Tesla plaid? Guys, I need to get on the ruddy phone to Muskie, honestly.
In the interests of journalistic detachment,
yes.
I have to put it on record that in my day job, I recently did or copied a story about a woman in California who bought a Tesla because she identified with the brand, but she now feels and wrote about what she's calling Tesla shame or something like that. Like, she's no longer proud to drive her Tesla. She still drives it because it's her car.
Right.
But it's not the same, you know, broadcasting of her values. So, that is where we... Because he's gone and done some stuff, you know, what with Trump and Twitter and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So just putting it out there, controversial as it may be, doesn't affect my views on the car.
I mean, is everyone going to know it's a Tesla? I'm not very good with my car.
Yes, everyone's definitely going to know. Well, I do.
I wouldn't know this was a Tesla.
Wouldn't you?
No. But, you know, I'm not a kind of... Hang on a second, Mr. Plant Hire. That was embarrassing. We just got undertaken by a very slow vehicle. I'm going to just squeeze on up to 46.
But the one reason I brought you round to the Y front...
Yes.
And we then went off onto the whole frunk conversation, was the front with no grill is very... If you're on the lookout for Teslas, that's very characteristic.
Okay.
I look out for them and count them, and I regard the number of Teslas on the road as a measure of how close we're getting to cleaning up our mess.
Serious?
Yeah, honest. And so apparently you go to Norway and, I don't know, it's sort of practically half the cars on the road are Teslas. And
he's going to be the new Ford.
Yeah, could be.
Except they're ruddy expensive, right? Still.
Well, tell us how much this one is, Albert.
No, so actually, the one that you're driving now is about 53,000.
Sorry, what do you mean, actually? It's 53 grand, Alvin. That's a lot of money.
It is, but when you compare it against some of the other brands out there and the cost of cars nowadays, value for money-wise, in terms of what you're getting for space, range, and tech in the car, it's actually very well priced. I mean, Tesla actually just recently had quite a large decrease in pricing, which sent the whole EV world into a bit of a panic recently.
Yeah, they've increased their prices. 20% off, didn't he?
Not quite 20. Oh. It depended on the market, but yeah, in the UK, it was about 13% price decrease. So you saved about £7,000.
So is this all-wheel drive?
So this is an all-wheel drive long range.
How many motors has it got?
Two.
One over the front wheels and one over the back?
One in the front, one in the back, giving it all-wheel drive. It does 0 to 60 in about 4.8 seconds.
Oh, nice.
So it is actually very quick for what it is.
Nice.
And has a WLTP range of 331 miles. So real world, it's about 270 to 300 miles, depending on weather conditions and how you drive.
What's WLTP?
Well, it stands for Worldwide Light Harmonized Test Procedure. And it's basically the way that they measure. So you know how people talk about MPG on petrol and diesel cars?
Yeah.
It's how they measure range.
Miles per gallon?
Basically, yep. It's how they measure range on electric vehicles.
Okay, so it's the equivalent of MPG.
Basically, yeah.
Okie dokes. When you said this is a four-wheel drive...
All-wheel drive.
Oh, sorry, all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
What does that mean, all-wheel drive? Of course they're all driving, because they're all on the car. What do you mean? Am I missing something?
No, so basically, so there's a motor above each set of wheels.
Right.
Which allows, so if the car feels one of the wheels slipping any more than another, it can put power to one of those wheels. So essentially, you can drive on all wheels, whereas a lot of the cars, and traditionally, cars have either been two-wheel drive, and that's either from the front wheels, so powered through the front wheels, or powered through the rear wheels, yeah.
Mel has put her foot down to see what sport's like.
Pop it in standard, actually, Giles, rather than chill on the acceleration. No, on the acceleration.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now you've got... There you go.
Oh,
now
it's full power. Oh, God, I felt a real little something there.
Well, that's the difference between chill and standard.
Oh, of course.
So the steering mode is about... So the steering modes are more about the, how heavy the steering becomes between the different comfort, standard and sport.
Right.
But the acceleration between chill and standard. So chill really limits the amount of power that you get. Obviously maximises your range, but when you have it in standard, that's all of the power whenever you want it.
That I really felt a bit of musky rocket up the backside then, actually. There was a sudden surge.
It's going to be next right and it's going to be little. We're going to pass the Harewood Downs Golf Club on the left.
Okey-dokes.
And then soon after that, it is Bottom House Farm Lane.
Okey-dokes.
On the right.
Is it this one? No. Oh, sorry.
It's this right here.
Okey-dokes. Towards
HS2 works traffic.
Lovely.
I like the sense of going somewhere, you know, to Bottom House Farm Lane.
Lovely. Right, we're very much going off road here. Can hear that.
Yeah.
Into some sort of, we are going into Bottom Farm.
Which is appropriate because we're all wheel drive.
I sense an incoming, get off my land. Yep, we've gone through into the farm. Oh, hello. Old dairy on the right.
Now we're
deadies. We're dead
ends. No, we're good.
Yeah.
This is, don't worry.
Single lane, always a bit stressful. Always a little bit stressful on a single lane.
Oh my God. Okay, just.
We're bottoming out big time. Hang on. Should we keep going?
Alvin, are these things supposed to be able to go off road?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. We're good. As long as we don't actually.
Hobbs!
Nice work, Mel. About, I reckon. Oh Christ, we're going to.
Road very much narrowing. We're entering into a sort of weird fairy tale.
Are we
going to
damage the paintwork? Watch out for that stick! Shit, I had no idea it was like this.
Giles!
I genuinely didn't. This is sat nav for you.
This is you plus sat nav.
No, I'm sorry. But let's just persevere. We will come down to a real road quite soon.
It's good to test the car on various terrains, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Sorry.
Christ.
Sorry. Scrapey,
Alvin,
scrapey.
I'm so sorry. I just worry about the paint job because all that nice blue paint. Oh, no.
Slight Hollybush vibes going on the right. It is like being in some sort of weird fairy tale now. We're entering into sort of Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, we have completely left the real world.
This is proper driving. This is why I have my gloves.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take my shades off.
Mel, you're getting close to my side.
Sorry. I've got a lot of holly on the right.
Yeah, okay.
Quite a few potholes as well.
Yeah.
We're all right. Come on, gang. We're in a Tesla. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go, team. This looks better.
Not exactly the M25 that we're coming up to, is it?
It's a damn sure better than what we've just gone through, though. So
we turn right here. Well done, Mel.
Does that sound all right? I heard a bit of a... Can you hear that?
Do you want me to make sure we aren't pulling a stick along with us?
I think we're pulling
some. I think we are pulling a stick along.
Shall I just pull up to the bumper, baby?
Let's keep Alvin in the car, because I don't want him to get worried.
No, sure, I can keep you.
Oh, wow. We were trailing a massive stick. Oh, poor Alvin.
This is a fleet car. Do you think it... Are we okay?
We're all good.
Wow.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Hello, here we are at Beaconsfield Services again.
Yay! Oh, I love Beaconsfield Services. Look at the choice! Right, just going to park up.
So do you think they're envious of us?
You put it in drive, you push it in, there's a button that says P. So on the stalk, yep, there you go, now you're in park.
Great.
And then to get out, there is a button just on the door handle at the very top with a little door opening. You see that? And push that and the door will open.
Now, that worries me. If there's a door handle, I'd rather just operate the door handle.
Yeah, so,
do you know what I mean?
No, so I guess just so you know, from a safety perspective, if the car did ever run out of electricity, obviously, and you couldn't, or the car died,
exactly,
there is an emergency opening on that door.
What is it? Where, the window?
No, so just above, under where the window switches on. So I'm going to reach my arm around here if you don't mind.
No, it's fine.
See, there's that little plug right in the front of it.
Yes.
All the way to the front, all the way to the front. If you pull that up, that's actually the emergency exit.
Oh, I got it. I like that.
It does say manual door release shoes, and obviously you shouldn't do it often, because what happens is when you do that, it doesn't put the window down. So obviously it can obviously jam the window into the door frame. But when you press the button, it puts the window down a tiny bit in order to open the door.
Can I shut it? Is that right?
You can shut it. Yeah, of course you can. There you go.
So we've arrived at the Chargingtons, and they're all full. But there are two guys kind of waiting to go in. So who's going to go first?
So I guess it's really strange, actually. So what's actually happened now is what you're getting is what we call EV etiquette.
Right.
So they'll often talk in chat and amongst themselves. And then once somebody goes, they'll know, right, well, you were here waiting before me. You go in first. I'll go in charge. Sometimes as well, which actually quite nice, is I've had it a few times where I've said to somebody, actually, I only need 15 miles or 20 miles just to get on. But they were there before me, but they'll let me go first because they know I'm only going to be charging for 5 to 10 minutes rather than sitting there for 20 odd minutes.
Should we ask them if they're observing etiquette?
Yeah, come on, let's chat to that guy. Yes, hi there. Hello, hi. We're making a podcast about EV.
You probably don't want to interview me. I'm really upset with mine.
Why are you upset? Can we talk to you about it?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Why are you upset?
This is my sixth electric car.
Your sixth?
Yeah, so we were really early adopters. And it's just got worse and worse in terms of charging network.
Oh,
and so now, well, I've just flew in from Mexico.
Right.
So I'm super tired. I haven't slept in 2 days. And now I'm stuck here waiting for someone to give up their charging spot.
It is really busy, isn't it? I mean,
it's always like this.
Is it?
Because
this is mid-afternoon. We're in
Beaconsfield. Exactly. You think it'd be fine, right?
Yeah. So how long are you going to have to wait? Do you know?
I don't know. I guess, well, when one of these is done, the white car there is next. So, I don't know, at least 40 minutes.
So what is your name, if you can say, and
yes,
tell us about the other five cars, and which was your favourite?
So my name's Alex. We started with, it was Renault Zoe was our first one, a little city car. I think the range was about no more than 100 miles. So it was just really for shopping, taking the kids to school. After the Zoe, it was a BMW ID3? No, that's a BMW.
It was a BA.
i3. i3. And it had like a little motor in it, so we felt like we had a little.
Oh, you had a range extender?
Yes, a range extender, which they didn't do anymore.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, the original. Yeah.
A range extender?
Yeah.
So it was basically where they had a small petrol motor inside the vehicle. But it didn't actually admit, so it didn't actually power the wheels. It was essentially a generator to help recharge the battery. And it's how BMW first started in their dive into electrification. But later on, they got rid of the range extender and it became purely electric on the i3.
Okay.
After the BMW?
So we then had another one, but without the range extender because they didn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And then we had the ID3. I had the I-Pace, the Jaguar I-Pace. Which is a great car, but again, had this sort of range anxiety issue that I'm having
now.
That
sounds like a guzzler to me, the Jaguar
I-Pace.
It's just
so heavy. Yeah. Then the Tesla, which I must admit, as a car, is not as well put together. You know, I went from the Jaguar into the Y, and you know, all the leather in the Jaguar was perfect, all the kind of trim and all the door seals fit, you know. And then the Tesla is all like a child has put it together.
But it feel a bit shonky?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's basically an iPad on wheels. So I mean, technology wise it's like a century ahead. And then charging network wise, which is the reason why we picked a Tesla.
It's great.
It's another world. Yeah.
What's this you're driving?
That's a Mercedes.
Okay.
But the Tesla network is quite dependable because they do tend to put 20 chargers instead of, you know, 6.
Yes.
And so you tend to have more options. I drove that one long distance a few times and didn't really feel as frustrated as I do with these. So maybe Tesla's okay for a while.
So how long are you going to have to wait, do you know?
I don't know, I guess, well, when one of these is done, the white car there is next.
Yes.
So, I don't know, at least 40 minutes.
So there's a bit of etiquette involved.
There is, yes. Yes, there is. And also there's bad etiquette as well, because that second car there, that's charged, and that's been charged for ages.
Where are they?
Right, so they're probably having lunch or something, or having a coffee.
That's outrageous.
So that's a no-no.
That's really bad.
They are, getting charged for it, though. So there is overstay charges on charges. So whilst they are staying there, they are being penalised and they are paying for overstaying on the charger.
It should be like £20, though. So you run out, move the car, and then go back for your lunch.
Can I get you a coffee? Do you want a coffee? Or is that going to just fuel up your anxiety?
Fuel up my anger.
Decaf, a nice little turmeric.
Yeah, it's like this shot.
Latte, cappuccino.
Cappuccino would be wonderful.
Cappuccino
yeah.
with caffeine.
Sure.
Yeah, cappuccino with caffeine. Consider it done. No, thank you. Thank you for talking
to us.
I'll
get the coffee.
No, I'm going to get.
I'm sorry, it's not better news.
So, cupboard snacks. Whose turn is it?
Last episode, we sort of we divided and conquered.
Uh huh.
You did Biscoff. I did apple slice. Alvin, you missed an absolute treat.
Oh. I actually want to be back up because what I've brought is not the front row cupboard
really?
Snacks. Yeah, so you go first.
I've gone a little bit poncy.
Go on then.
Posh popcorn, one for Alvin.
Oh, thank you.
God,
sweet,
you get the whole pack.
Sweet and salty, one
Lovely.
For you.
Lovely. Oh
Two
my
dogs.
Goodness. Did you actually have three packs in the cupboard?
Yeah, I had a multi-pack.
Okay.
Nearly 65 calories per pack. That's great for my diet.
This is from the granola kit.
Pumpkin seeds.
Mm. Anyone want these?
Yeah, man.
I'll stick to the popcorn. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to have a sprinkling of pumpkin into my popcorn, please.
I think that's a great combo.
Alvin, do you want a sprinkle?
I'm all right, thank you.
A musky sprinkle? Ugh. I don't think I'd like a musky sprinkle. Well, you take those.
I'm getting all popcorn
seeds.
And no pumpkin seeds. So. The thing is, they
You've got to
they
delve.
Go, yeah, they go immediately to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been quite generous. If you're not getting any of them coming through,
mm-hmm.
that is, does that give you shades of Paul Hollywood?
Yes.
Do you hear that?
Coming through.
All right, well, maybe I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, do you know what would be great? A drive-in movie in a ruddy Tesla coming in. With your popcorn. Pretty cool, huh?
You don't need a drive-in movie. This has got Netflix built in.
Oh, stop it. Has it really?
Netflix, Disney Plus, YouTube.
For free?
So it's part of their premium connectivity, but you can tether your phone if you want to, so you don't have to use the data. And then as long as you've got a Netflix account, you can sign in and watch your Netflix in the car while you're charging. There's also games. So you've got chess, there's actually a beach buggy racer, so there's like a Mario Kart type game where you can actually drive using the steering wheel. Yep. There's a fart machine.
What?
Yeah.
Fart machine?
Do you want to test it?
Yeah, definitely.
Go to emissions.
Emissions, yeah. Yes.
And then,
oh, that's great.
And if you just press on one of the seats, and it plays out the speaker that obviously you pressed on. So if you do it on the back, you know, it comes out the back speaker.
I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. The stereo farty is brilliant. Guys, hours of fun.
Then when you're done farting, and you want to have a little bit of alone time, you press romance on the bottom right-hand corner. And press get cozy, and if you listen really carefully, you can hear the fire crackling.
Oh,
now, if you tap the screen again,
that worries me because I think the car's on fire. Guys, my seat's on. It's yours. Mine's heating. It's yours.
No.
Is that
oh, yeah, actually,
fire
no, no, it's yeah, because the fire's on. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? It decided for
Yuck.
Itself that we wanted.
Yeah,
no.
It's getting you warm.
Guys, I've got to confess something. The fart machine wasn't on. I keep thinking of Elon all the time in this car. That would worry me if I was a Tesla owner. I just keep thinking of Elon.
I'm just going naturally to the settings, pedals and steering, standard. And I actually don't want steering in sport mode.
you have to press pedals and steering before you start this? No.
No, you can change it whilst you're driving. The only thing you couldn't do, if this was the performance, you couldn't put it in track mode whilst you're driving. You'd have to be in park first of all before you enable it.
So just one more question about the fart option. There were these two settings which I didn't understand. It was, I think,
fart on demand.
But we were doing that, right? Anyway, so I don't understand that. And there was another one called fart indicator.
Yeah, so every time you indicated, so every time you put the indicators on, it would have farted.
Oh, that's much more fun. We should have done that. Absolutely ludicrous. Right.
This is where I slowed down.
You might want to indicate right when you're going onto the... Oh no! Oh Giles! Oh God! Oh, that was a nice little acceleration there, Giles.
I didn't ask for random.
It's so good. It's so silly, but so great. Oh, I can never get bored of that. This is worth paying the $45,000 for. Genuinely, or the 50, whatever it is.
Starting at 45, goes up to 53.
Oi.
Well, this one's 53.
Semi-serious point. All this is because they know that we're going to be spending more time in the car waiting to charge. Or waiting while we charge. So...
I like the idea of having to wait for charging. I don't have a problem with that. I think you make friends, you make new pals, EV pals.
Yeah.
You meet lovely people like Alex, who was a sheer delight. But also, it just, you know, it's reality. We've got to start taking things a little bit slower.
Yeah.
I know the EV is all about, you know, the future racing towards that sort of technological utopia, but we've also got to take things a little bit more chill.
So Mel, the time has come. We have tried to bottle our mirth. What is your one-word review of the Tesla Model Y?
I always get floored by that because you say the Tesla Model Y, and I just think, is that part of the question? Anyway, talking of bottled, my one-word review for this Tesla is it Tesla or Tesla, by the way?
I think it's up to you. I think it's one of those wonderful, you know...
Like tissue and tissue.
Consumer choice things.
Consumer choice.
Yeah.
I think I've been calling it Tesla, which is a little bit sinister.
Why?
Again, it's the Tesla Model Y. Was that a question or not?
It was absolutely a question.
That was a real why, was it?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, why? So, I don't know. Something about this Tesla. Tesla. I don't know. My one-word review, finally... Talking of bottled, I'm going to say musky.
Musky.
We are bottling Elon Musk in a car form, and that worries me. What's yours?
Well, you quite rudely likened it to a funeral parlour when you got in.
It was a bit moribund when I first got in.
And I'm going to pick up where you left off there.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesla Model Y to me is a parlour game.
Oh.
It's a game. It's fun.
It's two words, but that's fine. We'll let it pass. A parlour game. We've had fun, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've had loads of fun with the farts.
Yeah, hard not to.
Parlour game. I love it.
And you don't often, let's face it, have a piece of hardware, software married together and infused with...
farts.
Humour.
Mm. Bottled farts. I mean,
you're
and
a
musk.
Professional. Do you... And you were laughing, so you will concede that there's a bit of humour there. Someone must have had a sense of
humour. Farts are never not funny.
Right.
Farts are never not funny, as far as I'm concerned. I do have the, you know, age of a 7-year-old, but no, I think that's very, very good. I'm pleased with that.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you. See you next time. Thank you for joining me on my electric adventure. New episodes are released every Thursday throughout the series. If you join Tortoise as a member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts, you get them a day early and can listen without the adverts. Thanks to Octopus Electric Vehicles for providing the cars, the expertise and the boffin in the back. Mel's Electric Adventure is a Tortoise production and the producer is Lewis Vickers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tortoise.